But right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined by Aaron A.J. Johnson and Victor Lewis here in the studio to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Great. I'm doing
awesome.
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's so nice outside.
It really is.
I'm glad that there's not rain all the time anymore.
Yes.
It's making me very happy.
As opposed to that one, like, week when it was just nothing but rain.
Yeah,
nonstop.
Weeks, months, however long it was when it was nothing but rain all the time. I'm happy that I can put my plants outside again. I'm trying to go, like, grow a coffee plant right now.
Nice. Yeah. How's that working out for you?
Really cool, actually. It's, like, big waxy leaves. It's a nice-looking plant.
Okay. Are you going to actually, like, get coffee out of it?
In
like,
5 to 7 years.
Oh, good, good. That is going to be one fine cup of coffee.
It really is. I cannot express how excited I am to grind up my 4 coffee beans.
I was saying, how many beans are you going to get off that thing?
Cup of coffee that I will have earned.
One shot of coffee, basically,
that's all you
at
need,
that
baby.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. When you grow it yourself, one shot is all you need.
It's going to be the best morning I'll ever have, guaranteed.
Hey, you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. This is a cool question. If you could have a car with any special features you wanted, like the Batmobile, it specifies like the Batmobile in the question. If you could have a car with any special features you wanted, like the Batmobile, which cool features would you add and what would the car look like?
So, Victor, I think, would probably add a rear bumper.
Yeah. Ah, ha, ha, hilarious. I'm actually glad that you spoke up with a joke because I want to beat Aaron A.J. Johnson to the Gadgetmobile because
ooh.
I want the Gadgetmobile.
You like just the Gadgetmobile?
I want the,
like says, the Inspector Gadgetmobile?
Yes, the Inspector Gadgetmobile. Mostly for the springs that like shoot him up and like make the car super tall over traffic. It can like expand. The Gadgetmobile does so many bananas things that you don't even know you want. Just like Broderick in the movie when he's got his toothpaste gun.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want a toothpaste gun. Don't know what I'd do with it, but it's cool that it's there. And I like all the stuff the Gadgetmobile does that's very unexpected.
You can have a toothpaste gun.
I also
it's called a caulking gun with a toothpaste bottle in it.
I also appreciate how your Inspector Gadget is movie Inspector Gadget and not cartoon Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah, because I love Matthew Broderick.
Ah, I gotcha.
What kind of gas mod do you think he got it out of that thing?
Oh, probably a hybrid.
I believe you mean what kind of gadget mileage.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
That was
he'll be here
was,
at
that was,
least
that was not
until
a good
5 o'clock.
Pun, and you already feel bad.
Oh yeah, I do. I do feel bad about it. But yes, it asks for features, and I think the spring raise Inspector Gadget car feature is definitely on my list.
I like that. You could also use that in like the Bugs Bunny cartoons to like go over trains.
Yep.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just want to miss massive James Bond cars. I mean, who doesn't want to be able to shoot an oil slick out of your rear tailpipes? Yeah.
Also, smokescreen.
Smokescreen. Bulletproof metal plate that comes up between the window.
I have definitely.
How are you living your life that you need a bulletproof metal plate?
Oh, it's not that I need it. It's just that
I
want it.
Okay,
I don't think it's the plate AJ needs. I think it's the license plate rotator.
Yes,
that
would be a massive. Yes.
Yeah.
Or it's different countries too.
Which I have looked into that because you know, like building a Bond car would be cool, and they are highly illegal.
Yeah, I feel like that is that's illegal. Yeah.
Can't imagine why.
Only one of the plate tags would be legal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other ones, not so
not
much.
Not so much.
So the feature that I've always wanted in a car is one that would allow you to, like a sign that you could, I guess, just voice to text, like say what you want on the sign that would create it. And then it would spring up so that other drivers could see it. You could have it so it would project back so someone tailgating you could yell at them.
Like back off.
Or if you want to be nice, like if you're driving down the highway and there's this huge backup on the interstate going in the other direction, I would want to be able to like put up a big sign saying, "Hey, you're gonna be backed up for 2 miles, maybe you want to get off," and then
that's so helpful.
Well, isn't it?
Yeah,
I would want
like
that.
Well, so they do have those programmable LED bars where you can actually you know, program in words and stuff that you could stick up,
yeah,
say on your, let's say in your back window. Now, I don't know if there's a possible way of doing that while you're moving.
Right.
That
like seems, a keyboard strapped to your dash.
That would be cool.
Seems horribly
just like a couple
dangerous.
Of hotkeys. Yeah.
That
yeah.
seems horribly dangerous, though. But the best one of those that I've seen used ever was I was driving. I can't remember where I was, but I was driving and I was falling behind a guy in a pickup truck and he had one of these LED bars that you could program in words. Mm-hmm. And just scrolling on this bar, all it said was, if you can read this, I have lost my trailer. And I'm like, this guy.
Nice.
I like this.
This guy is the guy.
This guy's the guy.
I definitely wasn't expecting the sign from you, Aaron Keck. I was expecting like a Knight Rider situation with like a very specialized voice.
Oh, like a talking car.
Yeah, like a talking car that's just your personal assistant.
Yeah,
it can
Mr.
just
Feeny.
Tell you what's up.
I know. I'm whenever I'm in the car, the only voice I want to hear is whatever's on WCHM.
Ooh.
Boom.
Your local community radio station.
Boom.
That's fantastic.
Hey, see, that was an even worse pun than his.
That was not a pun. That was a shameless plug. Yeah. It was a completely different category.
Always between 3 and 7.
Yes.
Every weekday.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're... Although, if I'm in the car between 3 and 7, I've lost my trailer.
The only voice I want to hear is my own, which means I never listen.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. My voice shows up on commercials and things often enough that whenever I get in the car, I actually do hear myself on WCHL. CHL like shockingly frequently. Never it never stops being a little weird.
It's not shockingly frequently. You're a gym.
Oh please. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, that's in this now.
Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.